It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Glenn and Chris, everybody. It is the Thursday get-together here from the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego, California. Chris Hello, Matt Scraby together today. Not only on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan, but also, if you'd like to watch, tune in to YouTube. Search 97.3 The Fan. You can watch our stream of today's program, which will last for 4 hours. Of course, the name of the show is Gwynn and Chris. You might be wondering where the Gwynn part of that is. Tony Gwynn Jr. has a bye today. He's off.
He's got a bye, huh?
He's got a bye in the schedule. You know, BYE. First time I ever saw that when I was a little kid. UCLA printed, like, their schedule in the paper.
Okay.
And it said, you know, Washington and then at Oregon State or whatever it said.
Yeah.
And then it said bye, BYE.
Okay.
And I thought, they must have made a mistake. They're playing BYU, and they just spelled it wrong.
That's hilarious, actually.
Yeah, that was my first reaction. I thought that BYE was a printer's error. Yeah, it's going to be that kind of day on the show. Braden Suprenich has left, and he goes, you know, I think it'd really be funny if you just came on and said, I got nothing today. And so I was thinking, maybe a little dead air.
No.
I know, not good.
I get so uncomfortable when we have dead air that I just fill it with even the worst things I should.
Yeah, well, I'm going to fill it with some bad stuff. I promise you. There's nothing really much happening today. The Padres have the day off in spring training. They closed the Peoria Sports Complex to all journalists. Sammy Leavitt is beside himself in Peoria. He has absolutely nothing to do. He begged us to come on the show.
I think it was the other way around.
Oh, we begged him?
Yeah, I think so.
Sammy will be on a little bit to give us a Padre update, but there isn't really a lot to update you on today. The Aztecs basketball is between games. They're getting ready for their senior night, final regular season game against Boise State. That is tomorrow night. So there really isn't a whole lot. Now, if I was a huge soccer fan, I'd be giddy today.
Yeah.
Scrabe?
Yeah.
But you and I talked about this a little bit before the show. Who are the people that are supposedly promoting the CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup? Because I don't know about you out there, but I certainly didn't know that this gigantic, once-in-a-lifetime soccer sporting event was being played right here in San Diego. Did you even know that?
I did, but it's one of those things where it wasn't enough in my face that I just kind of forgot it was happening.
It wasn't in my face at all. I mean, I have absolutely no idea that last night Alex Morgan and the gang were taking on Canada for a spot in the CONCACAF World Cup Women's Final, or Gold Cup Women's Final.
Yeah.
I don't want to say World Cup. Anyway, U.S. won in penalty kicks.
It was pretty exciting.
That's not exciting to me. This is my big problem with soccer. I have a lot of problems with soccer.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know. The three people that love soccer
no,
are going to start spouting off in the chat room. The four people who love
Why
soccer.
Why do you have to make fun of other people's sports?
I'm not making fun of their sport. I'm not making fun of their sport. I'm saying that there aren't many of them to make fun of in the first place.
I think you're underestimating our soccer people.
Well, I will find out. Soccer... First of all, doesn't have enough scoring. I mean, that is the major problem. That is why it has never taken root in this country. And don't give me the argument, oh, every kid in America plays soccer. That does not translate to my interest in the sport, nor does it translate to your interest. Most kids play soccer growing up, and then when they are grown up, they move on to something a little more interesting. Not everybody. For example, Tony Gwynn Jr.'s daughters all play soccer and play it quite well.
You might want to.
And they might have a nice career and a nice college career.
But it's a dumb game.
But it's a dumb game.
I didn't say that. That was not me.
It's a dumb game. No, it's not a dumb game. It just doesn't have enough scoring. They've never figured out how to get enough scoring in this sport.
I don't think it needs scoring.
I think it does.
I don't think it needs to be changed.
Here's the problem. It's not even, look, hockey sometimes doesn't have a lot of scoring. Baseball sometimes doesn't have a lot of scoring. But during the course of a 2.5 hour hockey game, even though a lot of goals may not be scored, there will be dozens of chances for one of the teams to score. Chances to score happen all the time. Some nights, goalies make 35, 40 saves.
Mm-hmm.
So even though there's no goals, there's excitement
because
there's a chance to score. In baseball, the Padres oftentimes last year didn't score much. But it's not because they didn't have chances. They just never got a hit with runners in scoring position. But you were on the edge of your seat because there was runners at second and third, and there was a chance for something to happen. In a two-hour soccer match, you might get three or four chances to score total.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Well, the other hour and 50 minutes, they're basically just standing around passing the ball back and forth. That is why soccer has never taken hold in this country. And again, if you are a soccer fan, you are really, really upset right now.
I'm sorry.
Because
you
think that I'm taking your sport apart.
Well, he is.
I'm glad you like it, but the rest of us don't.
You know,
we just don't.
The beef has a beef with you. And the beef says people who hate baseball say the same thing about baseball. And that's exactly what I was thinking. I've seen boring baseball games.
They're still
boring.
Mind-numbing. Yeah.
Maybe it's the same as a soccer game.
Maybe 2 out of every 10 baseball games is mind-numbing and boring. 10 out of 10 soccer matches are mind-numbing and boring. 10 out of 10.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
I'm telling you, I'm not necessarily like a huge soccer fan or anything, but I will watch it and it will entertain me. And that's developed over the years.
It doesn't entertain me in any way, shape, or form. Every single time the World Cup comes around, we get all this American pride. We get all excited. We learn about who all the players are. We get into it. We do, we preview the matches. We do a little research on Denmark and a little research on Colombia, and we get ready for the match. And then they come on television and they preview the match and they talk about this player and that player and the great matchups and the great goalkeeping and this and that. And then they kick off. And then for the next 45 minutes, the clock runs and we pray something will happen. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
You got a lot
nothing.
Of people.
Fine. I don't expect that soccer fans are going to agree with me. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to everybody else out there who finds this sport to be just not up to snuff. It's not interesting enough.
Big Wave 44 says, oh, Chris, big fan, but disagree.
Of course you do. You're a big fan. He's a Wave fan, maybe.
Maybe.
Look, last night was probably pretty exciting in terms of the score being 2-2, but that's another problem with the sport. They know how to decide a match.
Liverpool played today and won 5-1. That's a big scoring day.
That's a, yes, you can find examples every once in a blue moon of a game where there's a lot of scoring and a lot of interesting play.
But don't you say that you want less scoring in basketball games?
Less scoring?
I thought you said you didn't want these 140 to 136.
It's not about the scoring to me. It's about the opportunities to score. If soccer was back and forth like a hockey game where they were firing shots on goal and goalkeepers were diving all over the place making saves, then I wouldn't care if the final was 1-0. But when the final is 1-0 because the only scoring chance of the game was converted, that's where I have a problem. You can get to halftime and they will have both teams with exactly zero shots on goal. Zero! I mean, okay. They run around for 45 minutes. No one gets a shot to the goal. You could basically remove the goalkeeper, and there would still be no score. That's not interesting.
Manuel says, obviously, you never watch soccer or play soccer. There's an average of 12 to 15 shots on goal.
Average of 15 shots on goal.
I can believe that.
That's not true.
Well, no, I think
there's
soccer,
no way there's 15 shots on goal.
I think that
the
soccer that you are talking about is the highest level World Cup CONCACAF soccer. Things like MLS and Wave, I think there's a little bit more scoring because the competition overall isn't the best players in the world. So there's two things here in my mind.
Last night's match, Canada-US semifinal. For the whole ball of wax to get to the final. Hang on a second. Canada had 4 shots on goal. The United States had 4.
But they're great teams. So I don't expect them to have a ton of shots on goal.
8 shots reached the goal in an hour and a half of play. That is 1 shot on goal less than every 10 minutes. That's why I can't get into it.
Okay, I'm getting more information and it makes sense. There was the field last night was very wet because of the rain, and so it slowed down some of the things. But
change anything.
Oh, I have a great one over here. Derek on YouTube says,
what you got, Derek?
If a touchdown was only 1 point instead of 6 points, then the scores would be just like soccer. And that is an amazing point, Derek.
They would what?
If you score 4 touchdowns, you
yes, and the score would
points.
Still be 4-3. How many soccer matches end with a score of 4-3?
Oh,
you find more than one a day around the world where the score is 4-3. Please. I mean, you're dreaming if you think that happens.
All right.
And the penalty kicks. What? I know when Tony likes I say this.
What?
Penalty kicks, please. That is no way to decide a result of a semifinal.
All right. Now we're getting after this?
Well, I don't like penalty kicks. I hate when matches are decided in penalty kicks.
Penalty kicks is better than playing forever. What, do you want to just run around and not get any shots on goal for 2 days?
I don't want him to play at all.
Hold on. Oh, man. I can't get you out of that one. I cannot get you out of that one. I'm trying to find some scores on the Premier League website.
Oh, good luck. Here's the entire scoreboard today in soccer. This is actually a pretty heavy scoring day.
Oh, I have some, too.
I see 2-2, 4-0, 5-1, 4-2, 2-2, 4-0, 1-0. There's a 1-0. There's always somebody. Here's a 0-0, 3-0. Here's a 4-3.
Oh, a 6-0.
We found our 4-3 for the day.
6-0.
There's one a day.
There's more scoring than you're giving it credit for.
Go watch soccer then. Go watch. Have a ball. Let me know how you do. I will say this, though. In defense of me and everybody else, if you're going to have this event, and it's going to be in San Diego, and it's going to be at Snapdragon Stadium, no less than 5 miles from my house, how about somebody letting me know that it exists?
That is... So, sorry, everybody, that we went down the path of trashing soccer. We were going to trash the promoters because no one knew about it.
Nobody knew about
it. But except we're going down the path of just trashing soccer, which is not the way I wanted to go.
By the way, according to ESPN Bet, last night's over-under for the match was 2.5 goals. That means, okay, well, all right. If you played football and the touchdowns only counted for 1 point instead of 6 or 7,
yeah,
the over-under would still be a much higher than 2.5 for the amount of touchdowns. So take away that argument.
You've really angered people.
I'm sorry.
Is this your daily gripe? Someone's asking.
Your daily gripe can be later on that I don't like soccer.
Daniel, this is the all-time worst Chris take.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, here's a good one. Saving this convo for when SDFC starts playing and Chris, quote, always loved it, which I can totally see that.
When I loved MLS team is going to come here?
When it's underway and they're winning.
I will do my best to promote it and talk about it. I hope we have some guys on from the team. Just like I enjoyed having Wave players on the show when they used to speak to us.
When they used to speak to us.
But as far as me spending a Saturday evening out at a soccer match, probably not going to happen.
Ooh, Eric has a great question. How many, I don't know if I want to actually ask this because it's going to prove Chris's point. How many MLS players can you name?
Messi.
That's about it.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
I'm sorry.
I did. And by the way, for all you soccer people who think I hate it, when I was in Barcelona last summer.
Barcelona.
I did go to a FC Barcelona match.
He did.
And to me, that is supposed to be about as exciting as the sport can get with that atmosphere. And I can tell you that the team they were playing, I have no idea because I can't remember. It was a team in that whatever league Barcelona plays in. Somebody can help me with the
I'm not even going to say.
The league in Spain there.
The Spanish league.
No, it's not the Spanish league. I know the name of it, but it's escaping me right now.
I'm going to get it.
Anyway,
La Liga.
La Liga, thank you. Not Spain. The team that Barcelona was playing led 2-0 with 10 minutes to go, and Barcelona scored 3 to win. That is as exciting as soccer will ever get.
Hmm.
But prior to those last 10 minutes, the first 80, not a whole lot to recommend.
Oh, my gosh.
Gwen and Chris is underway. I told you I didn't have much today.
I didn't know we were going. I'm sorry to all the soccer people. Now you know how I feel
when
Chris
talks
down.
I'm kind of sorry to all the soccer people,
too. Now you know how I feel when Chris talks down to golf.
Coming up next, the only sport more boring than soccer.
That's your sport.
The only sport more boring than soccer.
Golf? Now you're trashing golf? Get out of here.
We're underway. I'll get out of here if you want.
Sure.
All right. Scrape, you'll take
over.
Do the
show from the car on the phone.
2:17 is the time. This is what you get when the Padres and the Aztecs and everything interesting is off. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, you guys can all stop fighting with each other now in the chat. apparently half the people are like, Chris is right, soccer's boring. The other half are like, Chris is an idiot, soccer's the most exciting thing on earth.
You know what I don't understand?
So back and forth, you can all go.
You know what I don't understand?
We're going to move off this topic, I think.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Why people just can't let people like what they want to like.
I can let them. I don't hold. Did I say that you shouldn't like soccer? All
no.
I said was that I don't care for soccer very much.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't begrudge anybody. You know, I was the one who said that they should have promoted the match last night
they
so that people
have.
Who wanted to go could go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right?
That's where this conversation was based on. Chris and I talking about the marketing of this event.
I mean, I'm looking for, I don't know if there's anywhere where they have the attendance. What was the attendance last night? Does anybody know?
Let me see.
I'm looking. 15,000.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. The stadium holds 35.
Yeah. In rain on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was rainy. A lot of soccer people, I guess there's articles here online about maybe we shouldn't even have played the match. It's too rainy.
I did see the
field. It is San Diego, and it was rain, so I wouldn't blame them if they had canceled it.
Well, they canceled everything else in town.
We're not allowed to do anything else in the rain around here.
John says, Chris, MLS games are fun in person. I get the scoring isn't like other sports, but live games are fun, which I definitely agree with. And you agree with that, too.
I would agree with you more, John, if I would have had the time of my life at that Barcelona match. I thought going there, I was going to be like, this is the mecca of soccer. I know Barcelona isn't the FC Barcelona. That's where Messi used to play. I know Manchester United might be a bigger name, but there's not a lot bigger
Chelsea.
Name. Right. I mean, the Premier League. But there's not a lot bigger soccer name in the world than FC Barcelona. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to be in that atmosphere, in that environment for a couple of hours. You know, I'm going to love soccer. My wife kept looking at me like, when are we going to go?
Oh, come on.
She did not.
I was going to say, I did not expect Lori to not like it.
She didn't do that.
All right.
All right, let's move on. Let's find out what else is going on. They're starting some of the congrats to the USD women's basketball team. They have posted a 79-64 win just now in Las Vegas over Pepperdine. That was the first round of the West Coast Conference Women's basketball tournament. So best of luck to the Toreros. They move on to the second round. They're the 8 seed, and it's one of those tournaments where the top 2 seeds get a bye all the way to the semifinals. So the Toreros have to win like 5 games in the next 6 days to advance to the NCAA tournament. I still wish them the best. 79-64. That is a result. Some of the other things in sports today. I thought about you.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that's a little nerve-wracking.
That is.
When I saw the story that your favorite player in the NBA, Ben Simmons, is out for the season, how many games did he actually play in?
I think it was 13, maybe?
15.
15, okay.
Yeah. Back soreness, can't figure out, nerve damage. Ben Simmons maybe should just hang it up. I mean, he's already kind of hung it up.
Yeah, but he still needs to make the $40 million because I have a feeling that no one's ever going to sign him again after this contract expires. So
he's got enough money to live the rest of his life, doesn't he?
Because he's making $40 million a year to do nothing.
$40 million a year to not play basketball.
One day I really want to know if, like,
again, can we fire the general managers that make these that agree to these contracts?
Yeah.
I mean, if you made a mistake in your job, in your profession, that cost the company $1,000, they'd probably say, Scraby, come on in. We're going to have a little meeting.
Yeah, and then I would be packing my bags.
But what if you made a mistake that cost the organization $40 million, right?
I can't even imagine.
Better luck the next time.
I would be so. I would have my stuff packed when I walked into their office.
I mean, honestly, general managers got to do a little better job than that. I mean, if you couldn't tell that Ben Simmons was just not going to be a gamer, was not going to be a guy that was going to play through any injury, was not going to be able to, you know, participate. As my old friend from the Chargers, Hank Bauer, used to say, Your number one ability is your availability.
Correct. I've heard that too.
Yeah. Ben Simmons never took that saying to heart.
Who? This is a random question since we're on a random day of topics.
Yeah, we are. We're all over the place.
Which sport has the, and I'm just going to say this from straight from my head, which sport has the biggest babies in it?
The biggest wimps, you mean?
Like, not wimps, but the biggest, I want my money talking, for.
Oh, I don't know about that. I would say that the sport where guys seem to sit out with the smallest injuries
is basketball.
I think it's baseball.
No way.
Oh, I think it's
those
baseball.
Those guys play every single day. Basketball, those guys are like, I won't play, until I'm traded.
They play three games a week. There's no way it's hockey or football. I mean, those two sports, those guys play through everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think hockey doesn't get enough credit for playing three or four times a week every other night and going through a train wreck. I mean, football, you do a train wreck, but you get a week to rest at least. I don't know. Baseball seems like guys sit out for very little. I mean, I think they're all, look, in their own way, you asked the question, what's the wimpiest sport?
Yes, the NBA. And the reason is because those players they will not play for certain teams. They will not play unless they have certain guys on their team. And when you're being paid $40 million, you should probably just take the $40 million and play. Like, James Harden is why I'm saying that, the NBA.
All right. So you're using a different set of
metric
circumstances. Yeah,
it's
you're
not
using
about
a different
them. No, it's not about their physicality. It's about who.
I'm talking about Sammy Sosa one time sleeping poorly on a, or no, throwing his back out on a sneeze. I'm thinking of former Padre third baseman Chris Brown. I think he slept poorly on a pillow one night and, I don't know, had blurry vision in his eye. I mean, those kinds of little things.
How does that happen to people?
Who knows?
I think there was a Travis Benjamin of the Chargers who broke his wrist because he was trying to get a suitcase off the top shelf or something.
Was it Chris Ello of the Gwen and Chris show who broke his finger or thumb because he tried to shake out the
toothbrush? Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, he's pretty wimpy too.
He is.
All right. I don't want to overlook that while I'm making fun of everybody else. Sammy Lovett. Off day in Peoria, but you Padre fans will want to stay tuned. Find out the latest about the Friars when we return. All right, good job by me today. We're 36 minutes into the show. I've already angered every soccer fan, every baseball fan, because I called them wimpy, every basketball fan, because Scraby said those guys are prima donnas.
That's the word for it.
We're pretty much hitting on everybody here today.
Yeah.
Soccer, baseball, basketball, Ben Simmons, you name it, we don't like you. 2:36 is the time. Sam Levitt's going to join us from Peoria, Arizona in a moment. Want to remind everybody that this hour is brought to you by Prize Picks. Cash in on basketball's big moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Use the code KWFN. See the KW, then the F and the N, fan.
Yes.
Listen to the
call letters, yes.
Yeah, KWFN. Use that code for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. All right. Now 2:37 is the time.
Are we going to count?
It's one of those days. I'm telling you, it really truly is.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to it. You know, the golf is going on right now. Things are great in
what
the golf world.
You're making me watch golf?
Yes, I have.
Why
the
don't
ESPN
you put, why don't you put soccer
hole
on the other channel? Then it'll be a clean sweep
you
of
know,
excitement.
Sometimes we walk in the studio and we have the soccer channel on because Craig Elston's a big soccer fan. So we watch it from time to time.
Yeah, Craig is a big soccer guy.
Don't worry, Chris. You at least got one person with you. Nate says still with you, Chris.
Thank you, Nate. That's it?
Yeah.
All right, so this show is your personal show today, Nate. You might be the only one still with us.
I will say this about the golf, though.
What?
This is their first, like, exclusive tournament. Not their first, but it's an exclusive tournament. It's one of those that has a higher purse, and it's one of those that has less guys in the field, and you get a guaranteed amount of money.
Okay.
But I was reading this morning that the PGA Tour players don't like it because they feel like nobody is there. And I feel like the PGA Tour is going to be dying here in the next year and a half.
Really?
Maybe the money that they got from like Arthur Blank and all those guys, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but this is life support, I think, for PGA Tour.
What are you doing on July 20th, Scrape? Do you know?
U.S. Open?
Nope. You and I are heading down to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
No, I'm not.
Home of the Dallas Cowboys.
I love how you're just stealing all of my Big Five stories.
Oh, is that
stories.
A Big Five story?
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to find something going on. Mike Tyson is returning to the boxing ring. And how old is he now? 50?
Oh, he's got to be
seven?
In his 50s.
Yeah. Mike Tyson's going to box Jake Paul. I have only one thing to say about that. Mike Tyson will be 8 years old by fight night. I'd love to see Mike Tyson just knock this guy into next year.
Yes, me too.
But really?
Sam Levitt's on, and yes, I would.
All right, we'll talk more about that later. Sammy Levitt joins us from Peoria. We're not doing much here, Sam. What are you doing on your day off in Peoria?
Oh, it has been quite the day off. Are you interested in hearing the full story?
Yes.
We are really interested in the full story because up to this point, all we've done is talk about soccer. So whatever you've got to offer should be very entertaining.
Okay. Well, here's been my day off so far. So I thought to myself, only day off of spring training. The weather has been absolutely beautiful in Arizona this spring.
Okay.
Why not book myself a little day pass to one of these really, really nice sort of fancy resorts in Scottsdale with the nice pools and it's let me be clear. It was not that expensive to get a day pass. And all the day pass basically gives you is a room key that gets you into the pool. Okay, well, we're talking like it's really not all that expensive.
Basically,
okay,
get entrance to the grounds.
Right. Basically, get you into the pool, and in the pool areas, I've been to one of these places as a kid. I remember are really nice. So I said, okay, that would be a really nice way to spend a few hours of my day off. Let's go by the pool. Maybe we'll get something to eat. Maybe they have Wi-Fi. Maybe I'll do some work. What a nice way to spend the day off.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
When I tell you, it was pouring, and I mean pouring for hours. Aww. It was in the 40s as far as temperature at one point today. And here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. This thought was in my head for a handful of days, but I didn't actually book it online until this morning. And I'm not thinking about the weather. The weather's been outstanding here. It's Arizona, and it's been great. I didn't even look at the weather. I did it this morning, and at about like 10:30 a.m., I'm still in my Airbnb in around Glendale, and it's just pouring.
Oh.
It's just pouring.
Is there any way to get your investment back?
I don't know. Technically not, based on what I read online.
Get out of here. They won't give you your money back if you don't go in the rain?
It's not. I bought it from a website, like the resort itself. I bought it from this website that does this stuff.
And would you like? Would
I'm
you?
Gonna call. No, I'm gonna call them because
no, I don't want you to. I have a better offer.
You listen
for
up,
you.
Sam. Because
I have a
he
better
does.
Offer
he
for
does.
You. I'm gonna give the information to one Lori Ello. Yes,
okay.
My wife will stop at nothing.
You'll own
to
the resort.
Get your
by
money
the end.
Back. as Scraby said, right, you may have part ownership of the city of Scottsdale
right.
by the time she's done.
Right. Now on the website, it does mention weather, obviously, and the same-day bookings. But my point's going to be, you know, when it's pouring and the pools are closed and nothing at this place is open anyway, because I did go because I thought to myself, well, maybe there's somewhere to get something to eat. I don't want this to go totally to waste. Maybe there's something I can get into. I don't know. And I had nothing else to do. But there was nothing. So I'm gonna say, hey, when it's pouring, let's be real here. Like, you got to figure out a way to
I am
to
telling you,
so
Sam.
We'll see.
I am telling you, my wife will get your money back and then some.
You know you're signing Lori up for something she has no idea she's about to do.
But you know what? She loves this stuff.
She lives
for this stuff.
Remember that time when
Lori Ello lives for the opportunity to try and get money back.
Remember that time, Chris, when we went, or Ben and Woods went to spring training, and there was a really nasty hotel, and then then you showed Lori, and Lori like got us the King Suites of the hotel right next door to Peoria.
Yes, she did. Stadium. We were going to stay at some trashy hotel. Lori went to work. Next thing I knew, we were on the penthouse floor.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing, yeah. I got to say.
Lori once got it. We once got booted out of a, or not booted, we were in a hotel room in this old rickety hotel in Chicago, and our room was right next to the elevator shaft. So all night long, you could hear the elevator going, rumbling up and down the building. Loriello went down there. The next thing I knew, we spent the final 2 days of our stay in the presidential suite.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
hey,
Sam.
That's a great skill. No, it's a great skill. Yeah. And it was just my luck here. I mean, the weather has been so good. I mean, every day we've been here, literally, for four and a half weeks, whatever it's been. And the one-off day, the one day I concoct this plan, it is pouring.
I said, so sad.
You can't make this up. I was like, you cannot make this up.
Did you do a video of you just standing there in the rain? That would have been pretty funny.
No. I'm laughing about it now, but I got to be honest with you. About a few hours ago, I was not pleased with the whole situation.
Oh, so like, my text message to you
was
probably
not check the weather. Yeah, I was like, how do you not? I was like, Sam, how do you not check the weather? I mean, come on. But I didn't. Admittedly, I did it at like 6 a.m. I didn't even check.
I think you got to definitely, at the very least, get your investment back. All right, Sam. Let's talk about the Padres and what you're seeing at spring training. Here's where I want to go. I want to, by the time we're done here, have a pretty good idea. I don't need the batting order, but I want your thought on who you think the nine guys that'll be in the lineup on opening day are going to be. And I'm going to give you my guess along the way. Let's start at catcher, all right? I think we both agree Luis Campusano will be the opening day catcher.
Agreed.
Unless, you know, he's dinged up or something. They could certainly put Higashioka in there. First base will be Cronenworth. I don't think any argument there. Xander Bogaerts going to slide over to second base. I know he played shortstop yesterday, but he's going to be at second. Ha-Sung Kim will be at short. Now, the first question mark probably becomes at third base. Manny Machado has not played hardly any, if any, third base during spring. Am I correct?
That would be correct.
He's pretty much DH.
He has taken ground balls and thrown, but there has been nothing that would indicate he's playing third base in Korea.
So
it looks like that's going to be a wait.
Yeah. I'm using Tony Gwynn's knowledge with my guess that Tyler Wade will play third base on opening day. He's a left-handed hitter. He's had a better spring than Matthew Batten. Do you agree with that, or do you think that's
a
reach?
I do. I don't think that competition is settled, per se, but I will say the fact that Wade's a lefty bat, the fact that he has a good amount of major league experience, he's had a pretty nice spring, I do feel more and more like the likelihood of him making this club is going up, and yes, I would. I have no problem with that.
No problem with that. All right, we'll start in right field because that's the easiest spot. We've got Fernando. Center field, it's between Azokar and Jackson Merrill. And for the reason that Jackson Merrill's left-handed, a little more exciting, I'm putting Jackson Merrill in center field on opening day.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I agree with you.
Agree with that?
Wow.
All right. So we're down to left field.
This is the tough one.
You think this is the toughest one?
Well, look, I'll say this. Third base is a tough one because I don't think that's at all guaranteed the Wade part of it. It could be Rosario. It could be Batten. Both those guys play over there, so there's certainly a possibility. But left field, I couldn't tell you. You could tell me a few names and I believe you.
All right, well, I'm going to go with Profar because he's the one legit guy that I know what I've got.
Sure.
So I'm putting him in left field. And then I got Manny DH'ing. So that's my nine for opening day against whoever the Dodgers right-hander is, whether it's Glasnow or Yamamoto.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. What's interesting, even though I said I don't know who exactly I'd put in left field,
right.
Say this, now that I'm really thinking about it, I may have more confidence that Jerks and Profar is going to be in left field than I do saying that Tyler Wade is necessarily going to be at third base.
Okay.
Just because of the fact that if it's not Jerks and Profar, then who is it? I mean,
yeah.
It's either a Cal Mitchell or an Oscar Mercado.
Right.
Or a young guy like a Jacob Marcy, right? I mean, that's basically what your other options are.
You also could put Jackson Merrill in left, and you could start a Zokar in center and have
Absolutely.
Profar come off the bench. I think that's another possibility.
You could, but let's read into this, though. Jackson Merrill hasn't played left in a while now.
It's yeah.
spring training.
I know he's playing center.
He's basically playing
yeah.
exclusively center field. So
right.
I think that is one of those situations when you talk about as young as he is, as inexperienced as he is at the upper levels of the minor leagues, you're not putting him in center field every day if you don't intend him to play out there. And
right.
at this point, I don't think we're headlined, be a starter out there in center field.
Okay.
So, I will say this as far as Profar as well. You know, the fact that you paid him and he's here and you signed him, I just think that lends itself to you, and you know what you got in Jerks and Profar, essentially. You know, whatever he is or isn't. So yes, I would lean towards Profar in left. Wade could be at third base. I don't know that that's a guarantee. I don't.
We don't know.
You know,
we're
there are other options there for sure. But I tend to agree with you for sure on Profar in left field right now. Yes.
All right. So let's just say that I'm right, and that's the nine. Let's just we'll use that as our base. Now we've got to find four or five other guys who are coming off the bench for opening day. And we know Higashioka's got to be one.
Uh-huh.
We're assuming Batten because he's gonna compete with Wade to play a third. And we're assuming a Zokar is definitely going to be a backup in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of more spots. And there's so many guys in the running for these spots. I mean, if you have one extra infielder, yeah. is it going to be Rosario? Is it going to be Graham Pauly? Is
right,
it going to be
right.
Tucapita Marcano?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you give the edge to in the infield? Or is it going to be Brett Sullivan,
yeah.
who could be a third catcher and also
yeah.
play in the infield?
Well, look, I think the hard part about it, Chris, is that all these guys sort of fall into different categories and different situations, right? When you're talking about somebody like, let's say, a Brett Sullivan, well, that's carrying basically a third catcher on your roster, but essentially a third catcher that you don't expect to catch all that much, but it could free you up a little bit if there's
yeah.
days where you want to have Higashioka catching and Luis Camposano DHing. Well, then you feel okay about it because at least Brett Sullivan's there. And the fact that Brett Sullivan has played some different spots and has played first base during this spring training, which the Padres, I mean, they need another guy one way or the other that can play some first base behind Jake Cronenworth. They have to have it, right? And
yeah.
I suppose Jerks and Profar fits in there as well. You know, he can play over there. We know that. But look, the fact that Sullivan's a left-handed bat, the fact that he can play some first base, yes, lends itself to an advantage for him. But I think the real question when you talk about this infield, outfield, bench spot situation when it comes to guys like, let's say, Marcy and Pauly, the question to me becomes, are the Padres, A, more inclined to let those guys go take at bats every day in the minor leagues and just roll with, let's say, guys like a Wade or a Mercado or a Batten? Or are they in a spot where they would be comfortable enough? Let's use Graham Pauly as an example, somebody who can play some different spots. He's played first base at spring training, a place he's never been before. I think that's worth noting and worth reading into because, well, why would he be over there if you're not thinking he could help you out there? But he's also somebody that can play third base. He's also somebody that can play left field, and he's had a really good spring. But I think the question, whether it's him or Marcy, is would you be willing to use them in a role where they're not going to play every day?
Right.
Because, again, with as limited experience as they have in the upper levels in the minor leagues, and that just is what it is. It's a fact. They don't have a lot of at-bats up there at all. You know, are you going to put them in a position where they're not getting at-bats every day? I'm not sure, based on what Mike Schultz said a handful of days ago. I'm inclined to think that the Padres are going to be hesitant to put one of those guys in a position where they're not playing all that much. And I understand that. But that's the question to me.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good job by me today. We're 36 minutes into the show. I've already angered every soccer fan, every baseball fan, because I called them wimpy, every basketball fan, because Scraby said those guys are prima donnas.
That's the word for it.
We're pretty much hitting on everybody here today.
Yeah.
Soccer, baseball, basketball, Ben Simmons, you name it. We don't like you. 2:36 is the time. Sam Levitt's going to join us from Peoria, Arizona in a moment. Want to remind everybody that this hour is brought to you by Prize Picks. Cash in on basketball's big moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Use the code KWFN. See the KW, then the F and the N, fan.
Yes,
listen to the
call letters. Yes,
yeah, KWFN. Use that code for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. All right. Now 2:37 is the time.
Are we going to count?
It's one of those days. I'm telling you, it really, truly is.
Oh man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to. You know, the golf is going on right now. Things are great in
what
the golf world.
You're making me watch golf.
Yes, I have.
Why don't
ESPN
you put? Why don't you put soccer on the other channel? Then it'll be a clean sweep
you
of
know,
excitement.
Sometimes we walk in the studio and we have the soccer channel on because Craig Elston's a big soccer fan. So
oh, yeah.
We watch it from time to time.
Yeah, Craig is a big soccer guy.
Don't worry, Chris. You at least got one person with you. Nate says still with you, Chris.
Thank you, Nate. That's it?
Yeah.
All right, so this show is your personal show today, Nate. You might be the only one still with us.
I will say this about the golf, though.
What?
This is their first, like, exclusive tournament. Not their first, but it's an exclusive tournament. It's one of those that has a higher purse, and it's one of those that has less guys in the field, and you get a guaranteed amount of money.
Okay.
But I was reading this morning that the PGA Tour players don't like it because they feel like nobody is there. And I feel like the PGA Tour is going to be dying here in the next year and a half.
Really?
Maybe the money that they got from like Arthur Blank and all those guys, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but this is life support, I think, for PGA Tour.
What are you doing on July 20th, Scrape? Do you know?
U.S. Open?
Nope. You and I are heading down to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
No, I'm not.
Home of the Dallas Cowboys.
I love how you're just stealing all of my Big Five stories.
Oh, is that
stories.
A Big Five story?
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to find something going on. Mike Tyson is returning to the boxing ring. And how old is he now? 50?
Oh, he's got to be in his 50s.
Yeah. Mike Tyson's going to box Jake Paul. I have only one thing to say about that. Mike Tyson will be 50 years old by fight night. I'd love to see Mike Tyson just knock this guy into next year.
Yes, me too.
But really?
Sam Levitt's on, and yes, I would.
All right. We'll talk more about that later. Sammy Levitt joins us from Peoria. We're not doing much here, Sam. What are you doing on your day off in Peoria?
Oh, it has been quite the day off. Are you interested in hearing the full story?
Yes.
We are really interested in the full story because up to this point, all we've done is talk about soccer. So Whatever you've got to offer should be very entertaining.
Okay. Well, here's been my day off so far. So I thought to myself, only day off of spring training. The weather has been absolutely beautiful in Arizona this spring.
Okay.
Why not book myself a little day pass to one of these really, really nice sort of fancy resorts in Scottsdale with the nice pools? And it's, well, no. Let me be clear. It was not that expensive to get a day pass. And all the day pass basically gives you is a room key that gets you into the pool. Okay, well, we're talking like it's really not all that expensive.
Basically,
okay,
get entrance to the grounds.
Right. Basically, get you into the pool, and in the pool areas, I've been to one of these places as a kid. I remember are really nice. So I said, okay, that would be a really nice way to spend a few hours of my day off. Let's go by the pool. Maybe we'll get something to eat. Maybe they have Wi-Fi. Maybe I'll do some work. What a nice way to spend the day off.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
When I tell you, it was pouring, and I mean pouring for hours. Aww. It was in the 40s as far as temperature at one point today. And here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. This thought was in my head for a handful of days, but I didn't actually book it online until this morning. And I'm not thinking about the weather. The weather's been outstanding here. It's Arizona, and it's been great. I didn't even look at the weather. I did it this morning, and at about like 10:30 a.m., I'm still in my Airbnb in around Glendale, and it's just pouring. Oh. It's just pouring.
Is there any way to get your investment back?
I don't know. Technically not based on what I read online.
Get out of here. They won't give you your money back if you don't go in the rain?
It's not. I bought it from a website. Like the resort itself. I bought it from this website that does this stuff.
And would you like? Would
I'm
you?
Gonna call. No, I'm gonna call them because.
No, I don't want you to. I have a better offer.
You listen
for
up,
you.
Sam. Because
I have a
he
better
does.
Offer
he
for
does.
You. I'm gonna give the information to one Lori Ello. Yes, okay. My wife will stop at nothing.
You'll own
to
the resort.
Get your
by
money
the end.
Back. as Scraby said, right, you may have part ownership of the city of Scottsdale by the time she's done.
Right. Now on the website, it does mention weather, obviously, and the same-day bookings. But my point's going to be, you know, when it's pouring and the pools are closed and nothing at this place is open anyway, because I did go because I thought to myself, well, maybe there's somewhere to get something to eat. I don't want this to go totally to waste. Maybe there's something I can get into. I don't know. And I had nothing else to do. So, but there was nothing. So I'm gonna say, hey, when it's pouring, let's be real here. Like, you got to figure out a way to refund it, Sam. So we'll see.
I am telling you, my wife will get your money back and then some.
You know you're signing Lori up for something she has no idea she's about to do.
But you know what? She loves this stuff.
She lives for this stuff. Remember that time when...
Lori Ello lives for the opportunity to try and get money back.
Remember that time, Chris, when we went... Or Ben and Woods went to spring training, and there was a really nasty hotel, and then you showed Lori, and Lori like got us the king suites of the hotel right next door to Peoria.
Yes, she did. Stadium. We were going to stay at some trashy hotel. Lori went to work. Next thing I knew, we were on the penthouse floor.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing, I got to say.
Lori once got it. We once got booted out of a, or not booted, we were in a hotel room in this old rickety hotel in Chicago, and our room was right next to the elevator shaft. So all night long, you could hear the elevator going, rumbling up and down the building. Lori Ello went down there. The next thing I knew, we spent the final 2 days of our stay in the presidential suite.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
hey,
Sam.
That's a great skill. No, it's a great skill. Yeah. And it was just my luck here. I mean, the weather has been so good. I mean, every day we've been here, literally, for four and a half weeks, whatever it's been. And the one-off day, the one day I concoct this plan, it is pouring.
I said, so sad.
You can't make this up. I was like, you cannot make this up.
Did you do a video of you just standing there in the rain? That would have been pretty funny.
No. I'm laughing about it now, but I got to be honest with you. About a few hours ago, I was not pleased with the whole situation.
Oh, so like, my text message to
like,
you
how do
was
you not
probably
check
not
the weather.
Working.
Yeah, I was like, how do you not? I was like, Sam, how do you not check the weather? I mean, come on. But I didn't. Admittedly, I did it at like 6 a.m. I didn't even check.
Nah, I think I think you got to definitely, at the very least, get your investment back. All right, Sam. Let's talk about the Padres and what you're seeing at spring training. Here's where I want to go. I want to, by the time we're done here, have a pretty good idea. I don't need the batting order. But I want your thought on who you think the nine guys that'll be in the lineup on opening day are going to be. And I'm going to give you my guess along the way. Let's start at catcher, all right? I think we both agree Luis Campusano will be the opening day catcher.
Agreed.
Unless, you know, he's dinged up or something, they could certainly put Higashioka in there. First base will be Cronenworth. I don't think any argument there. Xander Bogaerts going to slide over to second base. I know he played shortstop yesterday, but he's going to be at second. Ha-Sung Kim will be at short. Now, the first question mark probably becomes at third base. Manny Machado has not played hardly any, if any, third base during spring. Am I correct?
That would be correct.
He's pretty much DH.
He has taken ground balls and thrown, but there has been nothing that would indicate he's playing third base in Korea.
So right. So
it looks like that's going to be a wait.
Yeah. I'm using Tony Gwynn's knowledge with my guess that Tyler Wade will play third base on opening day. He's a left-handed hitter. He's had a better spring than Matthew Batten. Do you agree with that, or do you think that's
a
reach?
I do. I don't think that competition is settled, per se, but I will say the fact that Wade's a lefty bat, the fact that he has a good amount of major league experience, he's had a pretty nice spring, I do feel more and more like the likelihood of him making this club is going up. And yes, I have no problem with that.
No problem with that. All right, we'll start in right field because that's the easiest spot. We've got Fernando. Center field, it's between Azokar and Jackson Merrill. And for the reason that Jackson Merrill's left-handed, a little more exciting, I'm putting Jackson Merrill in center field on opening day.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I agree with you.
Agree with that?
Wow.
All right. So we're down to left field.
This is the tough one.
You think this is the toughest one?
Well, look, I'll say this. Third base is a tough one because I don't think that's at all guaranteed.
Right.
The Wade part of it, it could be Rosario. It could be Batten. Both those guys play over there, so there's certainly a possibility. But left field, I couldn't tell you. You could tell me a few names and I believe you.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Profar because he's the one legit guy that I know what I've got.
Sure.
So I'm putting him in left field. And then I got Manny DHing. So that's my nine for opening day against whoever the Dodgers right-hander is, whether it's Glasnow or Yamamoto.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. What's interesting, even though I said I don't know who exactly I'd put in left field,
right?
Say this, now that I'm really thinking about it, I may have more confidence that Jerks and Profar is going to be in left field than I do saying that Tyler Wade is necessarily going to be at third base.
Okay.
Just because of the fact that if it's not Jerks and Profar, then who is it? I mean, it's either a Cal Mitchell or an Oscar Mercado.
Right.
Or a young guy like a Jacob Marcy, right? I mean, that's basically what your other options are.
You also could put Jackson Merrill in left, and you could start Azokar in center and have Profar come off the bench. I think that's another possibility.
You could, but let's read into this, though. Jackson Merrill hasn't played left in a while now.
Yeah.
Spring training.
I know he's playing center.
He's basically playing exclusively center field. So I think that is one of those situations when you talk about, as young as he is, as inexperienced as he is at the upper levels of the minor leagues, you're not putting him in center field every day if you don't intend him to play out there. And at this point, I don't think we're headlines. Be a starter out there in center field.
Okay.
So, I will say this as far as Profar as well. You know, the fact that you paid him and he's here and you signed him, I just think that lends itself to, and you know what you got in Jerks and Profar, essentially. You know, whatever he is or isn't. So, yes, I would lean towards Profar in left.
Wade could be at third base. I don't know that that's guaranteed. I don't.
We don't know.
You know,
we're
there
not saying
there are other options there for sure. But I tend to agree with you for sure on Profar in left field right now. Yes.
All right. So let's just say that I'm right, and that's the nine. Let's just we'll use that as our base. Now we've got to find four or five other guys who are coming off the bench for opening day. And we know Higashioka's got to be one. Uh-huh. We're assuming Batten because he's gonna compete with Wade to play a third. And we're assuming Azokar is definitely going to be a backup in the outfield. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of more spots. And there's so many guys in the running for these spots. I mean, if you have one extra infielder, yeah. Is it going to be Rosario? Is it going to be Graham Pauly? Is it going to be Tucapita Marcano? Mm-hmm. Who do you give the edge to in the infield? Or is it going to be Brett Sullivan, who could be a third catcher and also play in the infield?
Well, look, I think the hard part about it, Chris, is that all these guys sort of fall into different categories and different situations, right? When you're talking about somebody like, let's say, a Brett Sullivan, well, that's carrying basically a third catcher on your roster, but essentially a third catcher that you don't expect to catch all that much, but it could free you up a little bit if there's days where you want to have Higashioka catching and Luis Camposano DHing. Well, then you feel okay about it because at least Brett Sullivan's there. And the fact that Brett Sullivan has played some different spots and has played first base during this spring training, which the Padres, I mean, they need another guy one way or the other that can play some first base behind Jake Cronenworth. They have to have it, right? And I suppose Jurickson Profar fits in there as well. You know, he can play over there. We know that. But look, the fact that Sullivan's a left-handed bat, the fact that he can play some first base, lends itself to an advantage for him. But I think the real question when you talk about this infield, outfield, bench spot situation when it comes to guys like, let's say, Marcy and Pauly, the question to me becomes, are the Padres, A, more inclined to let those guys go take at bats every day in the minor leagues and just roll with, let's say, guys like a Wade or a Mercado or a Batten? Or are they in a spot where they would be comfortable enough? Let's use Graham Pauly as an example, somebody who can play some different spots. He's played first base at spring training, a place he's never been before. I think that's worth noting and worth reading into because, well, why would he be over there if you're not thinking he could help you out there? But he's also somebody that can play third base. He's also somebody that can play left field, and he's had a really good spring. But I think the question, whether it's him or Marcy, is would you be willing to use them in a role where they're not going to play every day?
Right.
Because, again, with as limited experience as they have in the upper levels in the minor leagues, and that just is what it is. It's a fact. They don't have a lot of at-bats up there at all. You know, are you going to put them in a position where they're not getting at bats every day? I'm not sure, based on what Mike Schultz said a handful of days ago. I'm inclined to think that the Padres are going to be hesitant to put one of those guys in a position where they're not playing all that much. And I understand that. But that's the question to me. Do they roll that way? And what does that mean for those guys? What exactly does that role look like? Or are they more comfortable saying, okay, Jackson Merrill's going to be the one guy that we take and we're going to thrust into a starting spot and it's a new position and all of it, and we know all the benefits and possible concerns that come from that, and roll with, you know, some guys that have some major league experience, whether that's Batten, whether that's Wade, whether that's Mercado, whether that's Mitchell, whether that's LeCastro now. I mean, you're right. There are a ton, and I mean a ton, of names outside that duo of Marcy and Pauly that you're considering for those spots. And I know this is a long answer here, but with Pauly, the thing that's interesting to me is, number one, he's had a really good spring, but he can play some different spots, you know? So whereas Marcy, you know, yeah, he could play some center. He's played a little left and he's been out there at spring training. But Pauly, to me, is the really intriguing case right now, because I know the Padres have really liked what he's done. He's a college hitter that has experience, even though he doesn't have a ton of at-bats at AA, and he can play some different spots. So, I think looking at the bench spots is tough right now, and I think it's not only about the production at spring training, what you think you're going to get out of these guys, but I do think in the cases of your young prospects, Pauly and Marcy,
It is also about, do you have them in a position where they're going to get at bats? Because if they're not, that's kind of a problem. It really is for guys that you really may rely on moving forward,
yeah.
whether it's in the next couple of months or later on this year or in the next 4 to 5 years. I mean, you have to be very careful with that. So, Chris, with a week to go until they head to Korea, I don't know that many of those answers yet are very clear.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it all. Sam Levitt from Peoria, where he got shut out of his day at the Scottsdale Day Spa because of the rain. I really want to know whether you get your money back. I mean, honestly, I feel like I have something invested in this now. Will you send us a text or let Scraby or somebody know?
I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, just put it up on Twitter.
I don't know.
I think everybody listening out there wants you to get your money back. And if you don't get your money back, we want to know the name of the establishment that didn't give you your money back so that we can put some pressure on these guys.
Well, we'll see. Maybe one of those scenarios where I just made a... I made an error because I will say on the website of this company that sells these resort passes, it literally has something about bad weather, and it says something to the effect of, hey, you got to check the forecast before you go.
Yeah.
So they may be primed to shut you down on that. But
I'm not.
If all else fails, I may be summoning your wife.
Send me a note and I will get her on the case. Sammy, thanks so much.
Okay.
As always, we'll talk to you in the next few days.
Take care.
Enjoy
right.
the rest of your off day.
All right, see you guys.
There you go, Sam Levitt. Having a problem there in Scottsdale. Come on. It's pouring rain. Give the guy his money back. How much money are we talking about here? $30?
Can we go to break now?
Yes. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.